The U.S. military is getting closer to the end of its own shakeup after the Abu Ghraib scandal. It's been nearly 2 years since we first saw photographs of prisoner abuse in Iraq. The military is starting to wind up its prosecutions, and so far only low-ranking soldiers have been sentenced to jail. An issue that remains unsettled is whether higher-ranking officers authorized or condoned the abuse. Here's NPR National Security Correspondent Jackie Northam.
When the photographs showing U.S. personnel abusing and sexually humiliating Iraqi detainees were first made public 2 years ago, there was shock, outrage, and promises by Congress and the administration to get to the bottom of it. Given that, it's surprising that not more has been done to resolve the question of who was ultimately responsible, says John Sifton, terrorism and counterterrorism researcher for Human Rights Watch.
What we got was piecemeal, ad hoc efforts to hold a couple soldiers accountable and no officers. 2 years after Abu Ghraib, questions are still being asked about why officers haven't been charged.
So far, there have been 10 courts-martial connected to the Abu Ghraib scandal. The highest-ranking soldier convicted has been a staff sergeant, and all but one was given a jail sentence. Non-judicial punishments were handed out to two high-ranking officers, reprimands that essentially ended their careers but meant they did not have to face a court-martial. Part of the reason so few officers have been brought to trial is because it's still unclear as to who or what branch of the military was in charge of Abu Ghraib, says Walter Huffman, the dean of Texas Tech Law School and a former Army Judge Advocate General.
You had the military intelligence personnel who were, some said, in charge. You had the military police who were the custodians of the prisoners who, some would say, should have been in charge. And when you have this unclear chain of command, invariably no one's in charge, and the confusion for the folks at the lower level becomes a problem.
Under the military justice system, it's commanders from various branches of the military who decide whether to investigate and charge those responsible for the abuse. Eugene Fidel, a specialist in military law, says that splintered approach makes it difficult to get a well-rounded picture of what led to the abuse.
You've got a variety of different commanders who may be applying different standards of conduct. In addition, you have decentralized decision-making without a single district attorney, so to speak, with responsibility for pursuing leads wherever the path leads.
Fidel says there should be an independent investigation into Abu Ghraib, one with the power to subpoena testimony. The Pentagon has conducted or commissioned 12 of its own investigations. But in only a few cases, the conclusions involve nothing more than a mild criticism of senior officials and some recommendations for systemic changes. Defense lawyers for many of the soldiers who were courts-martialed sought and failed to put high-ranking officers on the witness stand. Former Army JAG Huffman says that's not unusual.
I strongly believe that the defense counsel made every effort to find someone at a higher level that they could have used to say, yes, I'm the person who gave the order to do that. And they couldn't. Otherwise, they would have produced them.
This was the same situation that played out in the My Lai scandal, when U.S. soldiers massacred villages in Vietnam in 1968. About 25 soldiers were charged in the incident, but only one was convicted. William Eckhart was the chief prosecutor in the case. He says it was difficult to prove a senior officer gave an explicit but illegal order.
Well, I think it was particularly troublesome, but those of us who knew early on, and when it was, even when it was all over, it was not how poorly we did, and the record was abysmal, but how far we got.
And just because prosecutors haven't been able to charge and convict a high-ranking officer doesn't mean they're not trying, says Gary Solis, a former military lawyer and judge and currently a professor at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Solis says it takes time to bring forth a case, but 2 years is way too long.
If you're a prosecutor, as I was a prosecutor, you know that you have to strike while the iron is hot. Memories fade, evidence is evanescent, witnesses die, get transferred, become unavailable. So if you're going to try a case, you have to do it fairly rapidly.
The next and possibly last court-martial springing from the Abu Ghraib scandal is scheduled for late May. It involves Sergeant Santos Cardona, a dog handler who dealt with detainees at the Iraqi prison. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.